I came on this film only 2 years ago, and I know that this was not an easy film to get made, and it's been almost 15 years that one of our producers, Gail, have worked on it. And to see kind of the cultural change with just me over the years since I actually finished the film, with, I don't know, with Caitlyn Jenner coming out and with Transparent and Tangerine, it's like a social a change. And I just wish that if, in the same way that this film has been so educational for me and with so many people that I've got to meet in preparation for it, I hope that it can open up an even wider conversation with if our film can be part of that discussion. Thank you.
We're going to 263 and then 62.
Yeah, over here.
Hi.
Hi, from Journey Television, Pro 7. Can you describe what was your first thought went through your mind when they announced your name? Actress for the Danish
girl. She plays I'm trying to remember anything that just happened in the last 5 minutes. I had my mom next to me, which was just, you know, I used to every night, well, this night every year, I woke up and I set the alarm clock at 2 a.m. to watch this, you know, to celebrate on a distance film and people behind film. So to have my mom's hand and to experience being just here in this room has been pretty cool.
We're going back to 62 and then to 150.
Hey, Victor Johansson from TT här, Sverige.
Hey, Sverige.
Vad betyder det här för din karriär och för dig personligen? What does this mean for you personally and for your career?
I'm gonna take it in English, I guess. I mean, personally, like I said, I've just looked up to. This is a celebration of film and the people behind it. So I'm just really honored that I was invited to be part of this thing tonight, and to get this is just, you know, beyond anything I would ever imagine. I never thought from back home that I would do films in English. I didn't know that you could as a foreign actress, really. I don't know, I think if I can continue to work, that would be great.
We're going to 150 and then 92.
Hello, over here. Other way, sorry.
There, hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who will you be celebrating with tonight, and what will you be doing to celebrate?
Oh, I hope I'm gonna get the chance to go outside and have a glass of wine and meet up with my family and my entire crew that is here, and my friends. So I even have a short dress in front so I can bounce and dance in it. So that's what I'm gonna do.
We're going to 92 and then 11.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good.
What is your take when you have to, you know, walk the red carpets? Do you ever feel an obligation to sort of step it up? And if so, how?
I think it's most of all it's supposed to be fun. I'm very much, I wear my jeans and I don't know, like a black Scandi chick normally. So I had been to 2 weddings in my life where I wore one of those red carpets. That was the only time where you got the chance to wear dresses like this. And it's just incredible to wear something that is like a piece of art. I don't know how many hours it took to make this dress. So it's fun. I like to, it's almost like you get to get the chance to act your different size of your personality and bring that out in your clothes, which is fun.
We're going to 11 and then we have to wrap it up. And
Alicia, I'll back
wrap,
here.
Hold Hi. On, give me Hi one there. Second, please. We'll wrap it up with 273.
Sorry about that. Margaret with KNX Radio. First of all, congratulations. What a wonderful job in The Danish Girl. There's been a lot of talk about diversity, obviously, at the Oscars and as well in Hollywood in general. Just wondering what your take is on Chris Rock tonight in his opening monologue.
I thought he was great. I just admired him, you know, I admire him as a big comedian, and I'm so happy that he came in tonight and just, you know, brought up both a lot of laughs and brought a lot of, you know, reality issues in the same way. And I'm very happy that he's our host tonight.
And we're gonna wrap it up with 273 right down front.
What piece of advice would you give to young girls around the world?
I don't know. Yeah, I actually on stage said to my parents who were there and who has always told me, like, you can actually do it. And it's been so many doubts and they're still there. And I guess because there's some people who have really... Did I miss something? Well, what I mean is that apparently a lot of things can be possible. Things that I would never, ever, ever have believed in, and that's only because I've had some incredible women supporting me. So that's probably what I wanted to say to some young girls, just keep on doing it, I guess. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thank you.